Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Let's talk about laying the groundwork. Three big mistakes when it comes to laying the groundwork. The first thing is we try and have our audience being everyone. It's like Noah's Ark. We'll have two of everything, please. And ultimately, when you ask people, who's your ideal patient? Who are you trying to get your marketing to attract? They'll typically say words. They won't use this language, but in essence, they're saying anyone with a pulse and a credit card, and the pulse is optional. Right? That's what they're really saying. The other big mistake is competing on price. I promise you that the race to the bottom is not a race you want to win. There's a great advertising or marketing strategy story, and it's possibly urban myth. There's two barbers. You got one barber here is advertising haircuts, $20. Barber number two sets up, advertises haircuts at $15. So barber number one goes, okay, well, we'll make ours $10. Barber number two makes his $5. And barber number one says, we fix $5 haircuts. It's clever, right? But you don't want to be racing to the bottom. You don't want to be competing on price. And ultimately, the other big mistake is we've got a lot of dentists themselves not utilizing team, and they're sitting up at night, you know, looking over their AdWords, thinking, what kind of copy should I create for this particular ad? Or how do I look at my Google Analytics a bit better? It's fine to take an interest, but we don't want you doing the do. And ultimately, we end up being vanilla in the marketplace. And not only are we vanilla in the marketplace, we're home brand vanilla in the marketplace. Okay? And being vanilla is the most boring kind of marketing you can ever do. And Freddie Mercury, as he was dying, he said to his bandmates, you can do anything with my music, but don't make me boring. And I reckon boring is the biggest marketing sin of all. It's boring. We're just like them, but better. We're just like them, but cheaper. We're just like them. There's nothing that distinguishes you. So we're going to be talking about how to be, you know, Neapolitan. We want strawberry. We want chocolate. We don't want vanilla. So five big keys. The first one is we need to be very clear on our ideal patient avatar. And so I use the metaphor of catching butterflies. So typically, what most people do when you hear language of marketing, you hear all these big fancy words like multi-channel marketing, extending your marketing reach, opening your marketing funnel, all that sort of stuff. But really, here's the key. Most people go out to try and catch a butterfly. And multi-channel marketing is really going out with two or three nets and going swoosh, swoosh, swoosh at once. Extending the marketing reach is like trying to catch a butterfly from your neighbor's garden with a really long butterfly net. And going swoosh and trying to pinch one of your neighbor's butterflies. Opening the marketing funnel widely is going out with a really big, wide, you know, hoop and going swoosh, trying to catch, you know, 10 butterflies in one go. But the key thing here is when it comes to marketing, what we want to be able to do is to build a great garden that attracts our ideal butterfly to our garden. So we're trying to attract people. It's magnetic marketing, not push marketing. But to do that, we've got to be very clear on our avatar. We need to know what type of patient exactly that we're trying to attract, because each patient is different. Each patient has their own individual needs, their own hopes and aspirations, their own fears and frustrations. We need you guys to be able to stand out from the crowd. Why should a patient walk past 10 other practices to come to you? Why should they do that? We've got to give them a compelling reason to do that. We need to build a marketing team. Marketing and business in general are team sports. And what we want you to be is the captain or the coach of the team directing the players, but not necessarily being on the field. It's about educating yourself. And once you're educated, you're a better consumer. So if you can educate yourself in marketing, I promise you, you'll find it really fascinating and really interesting, and you'll make a better consumer. And we need to get your head in the game. What I mean by this is no longer is it okay for a dentist to say, I just want to do dentistry. I'll let someone else take care of it. If that's your view, practice ownership probably isn't for you, in my opinion. Now, that sounds a bit harsh, but you've just got to get your head in the game.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.